Good morning. Welcome to the Fountain of Life's Daily Inspiration. My message this morning is going to be from Joshua chapter 1, in the first 9 verses, and I will start with reading them. And I pray that everyone is here to be encouraged and to have hearts and minds open to the Word of God. So verse 1 says of Joshua, chapter 1, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So that was the first nine verses. And we get a picture here of the children of Israel being right outside. I think it was on the one side of Jordan. They had to cross Jordan to get into the land that was promised. And the Lord comes to Joshua, who was up to this point had only ministered or to the needs of Moses. And now the Lord tells him that his servant Moses is dead. So he tells him, "So now arise, and you and all this people, and I will take you across and go to the land that I have promised to the children of Israel." So we get that picture there of Joshua. Then all of a sudden now, instead of him being just ministering to Moses' needs, now all of a sudden he's the one that's going to be leading the children of Israel across into the promised land. And the way the Lord approaches this, I think this is how I see it, or how I understand it, is I think all of us can put ourselves in that situation, and when we are put into a situation of all of a sudden now that we have to do something, and God asks us to do something, and God knows that we are going to be afraid or taken aback. And I think that's what he knew was going to happen with Joshua. Now Joshua all of a sudden is going to feel overwhelmed. And so the Lord right away starts telling him that every place that they walk on, he's going to give it to him. Like he said, like he told Moses. And he goes on to tell them where the borders of their land will be, from the wilderness onto Lebanon, onto the river Euphrates, all the way to the sea, into the coast. And he says in verse 5 that there will be no man that will be able to stand before Joshua all the days of his life. And this is what the Lord says. And he tells him that, and then he says, and this is why. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So the Lord is saying, don't be afraid. I am going to be with you as I was with Moses. So when God calls us to do something, if we find ourselves saying, oh, I hope this is the right thing, and oh, I don't know about this, I'm not sure about that, and then if we find ourselves in that situation, then we need to pause. We need to stop and ask, what did the Lord say? Because these encouragements that the Lord gave here, the instructions that he gave, they are still very relevant today as it was then. God has not changed. The Lord has not changed. It's the same Lord that was there at that time. It's the same now. Every time he asks his servants to do something, he is the same God. He's going to be there. If he is the one that ordains it, it's going to happen. No one can stop it. So then he goes on to say, after he had told him, he will not fail him nor forsake him. And can we just dwell on those words when we are feeling overwhelmed? But then he adds more. He says, be strong and of a good courage. And he uses that term courage, I think, or courageous, three times at least here. In verse 7, he says, only be thou strong and very courageous. And then he says, and the reason that he should be strong and courageous is so that he could observe the commandment of the Lord. All that the Lord has commanded, that he will be able to obey it. He says, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And then he goes on to say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And then not only meditate in it, but it says that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. So I take that as that the Lord says, in order to be prosperous, and in order to have good success, this is what you have to do. And he says, do not let the book of the law depart of your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. So when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel like, oh, well, I'm not very sure about this, whether it's from the Lord or not, then we need to go back to his word. We need to go back to his word, meditate on his word, ask him to help us to understand it, to get our minds cleared up. And then we are able to do then the next step, which says that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So it's not only good enough to read it, meditate on it, but then it's to act on what is written there. And then he says, then you shall be prosperous and you will have good success. But the Lord wasn't quite done right there. Then he goes on verse 9. He says, have I not commanded thee? So if the Lord has commanded us to do something, or if the Lord has called us to do something, the Lord has commanded it. So that's why he was saying, I am telling you to do this. It is my plan. And you are going to, it's going to come about with you, he's telling Joshua. By you, you are going to lead these people to the promised land. And then so he tells them, be strong and of a good courage. So there we see that word courage again. Be not afraid. And when every time he uses that word courage, it's not just, he didn't say, have courage. He says, be strong and of good courage. It was verse 6. And then in verse 7, he says, be thou strong and very courageous. And then here in verse 9, he says, be strong and of a good courage. Okay, so he says that, and then he says, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. And the word dismayed is where you lose heart in something, like you get very discouraged. Something becomes so overwhelming that you lose your courage or you lose your resolve to do it. And that's why, and also it says to be not, also means to be not confused. So the Lord not only asked him to be strong and of good courage, to not be afraid, but he also told him, don't lose heart, don't be confused about this, because I have commanded it. And then he says, why should you be that way? He says, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So wherever Joshua was going to go, he says, you're going to be prosperous if you do all these that I've commanded you. And if you keep these words that I have said, to be strong and of a good courage and to be not confused, but to read my law, to observe it, to do all according to what is written, and then you'll be prosperous, and then you'll have good success. And I believe that it's the same for today, that when we run into times where things seem discouraging, or things seem overwhelming, I pray that we could rely on these words, go back to these words that the Lord gave Joshua, this very encouragement and encouraging words and verses, and also of the promises that he made. And we know that the Lord, he doesn't go back on his promises. He's a just God. He is true, and he doesn't change. Man might change, but God does not change. So I just want to leave you with that encouragement, and I pray that it will be it could lift up your spirits if you are discouraged, and that this can be an inspiration to move through the day with resolve that that if it's ordained by the Lord, then nothing, Satan can't stop it. So the Lord bless your day, and may the leading of the Lord be with you. So till next time.